Welcome to the Informed Discussions podcast, where we discuss the latest economic, demographic, and public policy research that is helping Utah prosper. I'm Nick Theriot, Communications Director at the Gardner Institute. Each year, the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute recognizes individuals and entities that work, often behind the scenes and with little fanfare, to help our community and state prosper. We call them informed decision makers and select them based on criteria consistent with our committable core values. Today, we are thrilled to help celebrate their extraordinary contribution. So let's get started. The mission of Friends of Great Salt Lake is to preserve and protect the Great Salt Lake ecosystem and increase public awareness and appreciation of the lake through education, research, advocacy, and the arts. Water levels at Great Salt Lake are in decline, hitting the lowest recorded elevation in 2022. This threatens economic activity, a globally important ecosystem, local public health, and essential contributions to the state's water cycle. The work of Friends of Great Salt Lake is more important than ever. Friends of Great Salt Lake Executive Director Lynn DeFreitas recently sat down with Chris Redgrave, Chair of the Informed Decision Maker Awards Committee, to discuss their organization's work, the importance of saving the Great Salt Lake, and what their hopes are for their community and the future of Utah.
My name is Chris Redgrave, and I chair the Kem C. Gardner Informed Decision Maker of the Year Award. And we have Lynn DeFreitas with us today, and she's a director of Friends of Great Salt Lake as one of our distinguished honorees representing the best of Utah. And we're coming to you from the Visit Salt Lake Media Center. Lynn was selected because she aligns with Gardner Institute's committable core values, which includes her sense of responsibility to the community, her impact on the community, her integrity, accountability, collaboration, and creating a positive and passionate experience, which is reflected in the work that Lynn does. These values and Lynn's impact is what qualified her to be an informed decision maker of the year. Lynn, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. I'm so excited to have you here in the studio. Congratulations on being one of our honorees.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to start out, and you and I talked about this. Do you want to give us an update on the Great Salt Lake?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, most of you may recall that this past November 2022, Great Salt Lake unfortunately hit a new record low of 4,188.5 feet. That was extremely troubling because that was a record breaker. Fortunately, with the snow year we've been having, for as much shoveling as we've been doing, it has translated into a water accrual of an additional 2 feet to the surface of Great Salt Lake. So the lake is coming up thanks to what's coming from the sky. And with that, you know, we all need to continue to recognize the needs of the lake and our responsibility to make sure that when we have less than a great snow year, we continue to do our part to provide water to come to that system. There are a lot of things that are trying to catch up as far as habitat values, navigation, salinity concentrations, which affect the food sources in the lake, which in turn affect bird food and migratory birds that rely on the lake for their survival and their populations. So as we get more water in the system, those things will improve. But it's going to take time. And we know, you know, the lake characteristically fluctuates, and it takes a while for things to really catch up in the scheme of ecosystem viability and ecosystem services. So it's promising, but we still have a long way to go.
And the message just would be that we need to continue to conserve.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I thank you so much for that. Thanks for that reminder. Is the community informed? Are we informed? And do we understand the impact of what your organization, which I think started in 1994?
Correct.
And what it is, are we informed about what it is that you're doing?
So it's interesting because I took a Lyft here, and my Lyft driver was talking about the snow. And I had mentioned how good this was for Great Salt Lake. And it opened up this really great conversation for the short distance that we traveled together. And I discovered that he knew so much about the Great Salt Lake ecosystem and conserving water and migratory birds and salinity that I tipped in big time.
Good.
Yeah, I good, just good. Thought it was like one of the most pleasurable rides I've had in the Lyft. So, you know, friends in the way we work to basically, you know, increase public awareness and appreciation of the Great Salt Lake ecosystem through our programs, education, research, advocacy in the arts. We've made tremendous strides in the recognition of the outcome of the effects of our programs and educating the public and recognizing how we all have a part in the role to play to preserve and protect the Great Salt Lake ecosystem in perpetuity.
What does it mean for you to be selected as one of our honorees as an informed decision maker from the Gardner Institute?
Well, I was speechless.
Lynn?
Yes.
You shouldn't be. Deserve it.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, I mean, I attribute it to Great Salt Lake because that has been, you know, my focus, the focus of friends, our excitement about helping our population and this place continue to recognize the value of that ecosystem. I mean, there's the historic, the cultural, the artistic values that come from that system from, you know, pre-pioneers. It's always been a part of, you know, ancient Lake Bonneville, a remnant of that, you know, freshwater system. And so being recognized for the work that we've been doing and the effectiveness of the work that we do is a great honor. So thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Yeah. I'm absolutely thrilled, and I'm so happy for the spotlight to be on you, Lynn, and also on our Great Salt Lake. Once again, congratulations, Lynn, for this award, and thank you for joining us today.
That brings us to the end of this episode. We want to again congratulate our honorees and extend our heartfelt appreciation for their contributions to our state. And as always, thank you for listening to the Informed Discussions podcast at the University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the David Eccles School of Business.